Decepticons and an icebreaker. That's our show.
That's the show.
Woo. Well, welcome back to Three Pecans and an Icebreaker. This is Claire, Luke, and Trevor. But not in that order. We are talking about college hacks and stories. We've done a couple of highlights from our semesters over the past year or so. But we've got some tips for you guys. Remember, we're trying to keep this as helpful as possible. So we're going to give you the tips that you need to succeed. College hacks. What do you have for us today, friends?
Oh, I'm a friend.
Not you. I was talking
to you.
You
want to go first? You want to play rock, paper, scissors to see who goes first?
Sure.
All right. Rock, paper, scissors.
So I think what's important is when you're starting college.
So I we tied, and then I played a rock on her.
You couldn't have done that while I was talking in
no.
the intro?
No.
I literally don't like you.
It wasn't, it was you looked me dead in the eye, like, I literally don't like you. I was like, okay, things have changed.
Taylor just whispers into her, like, help, I'm being held hostage, help.
These two are crazy. I've got scissors.
Okay, this college hack I did 7 days ago, about. It was about last Friday. I had my econ final on a Thursday. Wednesday. I had my econ final on a Wednesday. Don't
you
chakra
can do that.
Me. Don't chakra me.
I'll get through it, I clear.
Oh, okay.
You want to do it?
Continue your
You want to rumble?
No one's trying to fight you.
I'll fight you.
I'm ready. I even bought my boxing gloves. Always keep it spare.
But I forgot them in the car. Like, everything.
Side note, Trevor literally showed up to Claire's house an hour early, and he was like, guys, I'm ready. Once again, no one is there, Trevor. No one is ready for you to record. And he's like, I'll go back to my dorm, and I'll get some stuff I forgot. An hour later, we are meeting at Claire's house. I said, oh, you got the stuff you need? He's like, nah, I forgot everything. It's like,
but we ended up not needing it. Any hoosers. So my professor had this wacky, like, 12-point grading scale. So, like, an 88 to 100 was an A.
Sure.
And, like, a 76 to an 88 was a B. And, like, so going into the final, I had an 86. And the final was either weighted 75% or 25%. It doesn't make sense. I needed an 88 for my final grade to be an 87.5, rounding up to, you guessed it, an 88, which is, you second guessed it, an A.
Right. You wanted to do well.
Right.
And you, wait, sorry. Side note. You guys, your school rounds up?
It's it depends on the professor.
Okay.
So, like, with this guy, he started the semester, like, I hate it when students email me, like, hey, I deserve this grade. Like, I hate that. Like, so, I took the final, and I got an 87. I was 1 point off on the final to get an A in the final, or to get an A in the class overall. So, I emailed the professor, and, like, him and I, like, we vibe together. Like, I was reading the Star Wars book before class one day, and he walked up, and he was like, oh, man, I love that book. And I was like, oh, my God, really? Like, what? It just happened.
You could have it for just 1 point on my final grade.
And, like, he was also a fan of, like, Atlanta United, and he was at the – I was looking for him at the MLS Cup that I went to. Because he was there. I was, like, scouting around. But I was in the nosebleed, so I couldn't see him. I couldn't even see the game. I emailed him, and I was like, hey, I know you hate this, but I just need 1 point. I just need 1 point. And it was like, half the test was free response, so you would, like, write it. And I knew he didn't like doing that. So I thought, like, well, I've got nothing to lose because I'm literally not taking an econ course ever again. So I emailed him with that picture of my dogs, Penny and Tux. And it was like a PS at the end. And I was like, hey, here's my dogs to put you in a good mood. 2 hours later, I get an email back and he's like, oh, yeah, it seems as though I didn't give you enough credit on this one
question.
There
you go. You're like, that's what I thought.
And he had a PS as well, and he enjoyed the dog. So, you know, I don't think it was me that got the 2 points. I truly believe that the dogs got my 2 points. So
I think it was your personality. I'm not going
to
lie.
Well, so the moral of the story is, if you're ever trying to get another point added to your final exam grade, just have a class that's based on 12 points instead of 10 points, and you'll be able to get it.
Yeah, that's the way to do it.
Yeppers peppers.
Go get him.
I got him. That's what I did.
Talking to the fans.
No, I already got them, Luke.
I was talking to the listeners.
Roar.
Roar.
I really just want a snapshot of this right now. I just like Trevor, elbows down, legs up in the air. Well, he's like, let me tell you about something about my high school.
My camera died, but we tried. You have yours.
We're just like, Trevor and I are like high school gals in the 80s. We're just having a great time together. We're just like talking on the cord phone.
It's like in the old days in like the Wild West when like farmers would like get the press. They like made their barbed wire fences phones and they're like, yo, what's up, fam? And he's like, I don't know, I'm sad. And he's like, same. And like that was life as a farmer in the Wild Wild West. That's a thing. Look it up. They turn barbed wire into phones.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
What's your story, Claire?
Okay, so mine's a little more of a hack. So as a college sophomore, you learn things as, like, you know, a freshman year, and you're like, okay, like, certain things are dumb, and, like, you figure out the best way to get your books and how to get the best professors. So this past semester, I had a lot of really expensive books that I didn't use because I forgot to opt out of our book system, which is a whole other story for a whole different time. Anyway.
Your school's wild.
My school is wild.
Never has internet.
Okay. Yeah, the internet went down before finals. But in a situation.
We don't talk about that.
So, I took one of my classes this semester was copyright law for music. And so the book, what? No.
No, we've gone.
You can't major in copyright.
Luke, copyright is an idea. Dummy.
We were walking outside and Claire goes, you can guess my double major. And we got the first one. And then she was like, it's okay. I don't think I told you the other one. And
after
we guessed,
sassily telling us like, oh, yeah, you guys don't know my double major.
Yeah. And so we guessed and she's like, how would I be in accounting? That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. I was like, okay, you didn't give us anything to go on.
By the way, all three of us have had, did you guys ever have math together?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, Luke and I almost failed a class.
I didn't have a single class with this man.
What?
I didn't have a single class with this man.
Wild. Luke and I almost failed a class, and then I would always ask Trevor for help in math. So Trevor's, like...
It's been a while,
like,
okay?
None of us would be good at math. So I feel like that's valid. Anyway, back to my story. So I took copyright law, and we have to take notes for that class. We read the entire book cover to cover. And it wasn't a very expensive book, but because I wrote notes in my book, I was like, I can capitalize on this. So I did. So I resold my book with all my notes in it, and highlights and stuff for things that you need to know that kind of sorts out all the BS. I don't know what you're typing, but it looks really suspicious.
I'm texting my sister.
Oh, using his phone again on the podcast. Oh my God, he's the most useless person.
And then
Claire's recording on her phone, so
can't text anyway. And then the other side of that is I also had a class with an access code, but I didn't end up using the access code. So I resold the book and the code, and I don't remember how much it actually was, but I looked online, and it was, like, $120 for the code itself. So I was like, I'm going to sell this entire thing.
The codes are so expensive.
I know.
It's
so
ridiculous.
I was like, I'm going to sell the book and the code for $110 to someone. But because I didn't need the code is virtually worthless for this class. But you can't get it without the code through our school system. So I was like, So I resold it to a freshman, and she had the exact same teacher, so she's not going to use it. So she wasted.
Rip.
So I ripped her off knowingly, which do I feel guilty for? No, because I had to pay more for that than for my book.
I make other people suffer.
And it's still cheaper than what you would have had to pay. So, yeah, that's, you know, you can sell your things to freshmen, and that's usually your best bet.
Subtitle, How to Hack It as a Belmont Undergrad.
Yeah, there's a lot of those.
There you go.
You can for those.
That on the
I mean, not that anyone does, but like, not from what I know, but I shared earlier, is that you can hide things in light switch sockets. There you go.
Okay.
Claire winked at us when she said that.
I did not.
You definitely did.
This is a wink.
This is also confirming. Well, I shouldn't talk about that. So
what?
This. I'll side note. I was confirming my suspicion. Not just dog food in that bit.
There was okay.
Okay, we walked downstairs, and Claire was like, do you want some cookies? And she went into the pantry, and she grabbed a bucket, looked inside, and goes, oh, that's definitely not cookies. But gave no explanation for why she thought they weren't cookies. So I was like, what is in there? And your reaction, I was like, I think there may be illegal substances in this.
Why would I keep illegal substances in my pantry?
Because you put it where they don't
maybe
think you'll
like
find it.
Maybe it was like a communal thing, like a communal illegal substance container.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And why would I, of all people, buy illegal substances?
I don't know, Claire. Why would you?
You wear a flannel.
Yeah.
Dad, you wear ripped jeans too, but I'm not gonna.
I wear ripped jeans. I never owned ripped jeans.
He's not even wearing pants right
now. I'm wearing sweatpants.
I swear. That's not. I swear.
I'm definitely wearing pants.
No, I swear. There's a picture on your Instagram with ripped jeans. Because I had to stalk your Instagram for something. Because we were talking.
Well, it's that's falsified. Weird. It's falsified.
You look so hurt. That's why I get surprised. It's because Claire looks so hurt when I be mean to her, and I feel bad.
No, it's fine.
Okay, I have a real little piece of advice for you. It's a real hack, and I'm so excited to be sharing with you today.
Wow, oh, God. Luke might not be useless.
To find out more about it, go to our Patreon page for $5 a month.
You can learn how Luke survives so, Georgia State
As many
University.
Of you know, I am an online student at Georgia State University. Go Panthers. And I take all my classes online. It's a great experience if you're wanting to not be on campus and you're traveling or you just don't want to be on campus and you're traveling. So when you're done with your classes, I mean, like, you have very little interaction with your professors. And so, like, you don't, you know, like, it's, I'm kind of like a people pleaser. So if I put a face, except when it comes to Claire. And so when I put a face to the name, like, I, like, feel like I have to be, like, friends with them, and I have to, like, be polite and stuff. And I, like, if, anyway, you get the idea. So when you don't have that online, and it's, you just, like, you get emails from them, and they're like, I gave you half the grade that you thought you were going to get. And I'm like, I am not accepting that. it's a lot easier to be mean to these people because, you know, professors are dumb sometimes. Some professors.
Luke likes
they're
the
just people. They're also just people.
But some professors are dumb sometimes. No, I mean, obviously they're people. And so I think that's what, when I'm like looking in the eye, I'm like, oh, I have to treat them like people. This is my one real good advice, Trevor. I need you to let me get me through it.
Okay.
So when you're taking online classes, it's not required. But when you're done, you have the option to send in a survey of what you thought about the class. And it's an awesome time to just roast the teacher because it's completely anonymous. Now, this will tell you how much of a people pleaser I am. The first semester I did this, I didn't think it was anonymous. So I was like trying to be still polite. And I was like, well, it was all right. Like, I would fix this or whatever. And then I looked up on Georgia State's website. And I was like, oh, this is anonymous. So the second semester, I found out that it was anonymous. And I had a blast. So basically, this is just a hack that if you can go anonymous, just go for it. Find out if it's anonymous or not. That's a key part. Because I had not a great English teacher who also, like, broke his leg or something or had to go for surgery, like, halfway through the semester. And then this sub came in who was not great, and she was just, like, teaching, like, as a whole different class. I'm like, listen, lady, I've been here for at least 6 weeks.
I've been here longer
I know
than
how
you.
Things work around here. And she didn't give me great grades for essays that I worked really hard on that I know that the other teacher would have given me, like, good grades on. And so I left a scathing review. You don't want to know why? Because it was anonymous. Check if it's anonymous. Anonymity is key. Do you ever find yourself wanting to go outside without your shoes? Hate that feeling when you step in something wet with socks on? We know exactly how you feel. That's why we've partnered with Voltage Apparel to bring you Shox, the socks you can wear as shoes. We love the work that these guys are doing over there. They make quality, comfortable clothing that doesn't hurt you or your wallet. So head over to voltageapparel.com/shox and use offer code 3pecans to get 10% off. That's the number 3pecans.
Okay, so these anonymous reviews are the best time. Piggybacking off of that, this past semester I had to take a required internship class, and it's just like how to write a good resume and all this stuff. It was total BS. Awful class.
Like driver's ed.
What? No, this was like worse than driver's ed. Like this was.
Luke likes hitting people with a car, Justin.
No, like, you know, it was just.
I don't know
where, like,
where you took driver's ed, but it was about the
eye
same.
Eye contact. They're both talking, but you won't hear it on recording.
Guess who edits the podcast?
But like the woman who taught it also teaches other classes at my school. But it was like, you know, how to make eye contact, and then she wouldn't look at us while making eye contact. So when it came time to take our final, which was my last final on Tuesday morning at 8 a.m., she has two different sections of this class and told us they'd be on different days. Rocco. So turns out they were not on the different days, but she also got two different classrooms apparently. She did not get two different classrooms. So the other classroom she had apparently booked had another class in it. So they were like, people taking an actual final where they're, well, they're kids from another class just standing around in that,
so awkward,
in that room. And my class is the one who actually, like, had the room right, so thank God. Anyway, so the woman who was supposed to proctor the other class didn't show up. So not only do we have no classroom, but no woman to proctor, and she also had all the extra tests. So only have half the tests, one classroom for, like, too many kids. And we have to take the final in the classroom. So we took our final 45 minutes late, and some kids had, like, planes to catch and had to go to the airport. Dang. And it was a hot mess. So we all, I mean, I had roasted her before we even took the final, but everyone, like, people were getting very visibly mad. And, you know, just wreck your professors. If they're not good, they're not good, and let them have it, because you don't want people to suffer, so make the school fire them.
Luke, we don't know what you
mean. We don't know what you're saying.
RateMyProfessor.com.
Helpful tool. When choosing your professors, use RateMyProfessor.com. Like, yes, you have certain times where your brain will work better, and, like, you have to balance that out. But also, like, if your professor is good, you're going to learn far more than a more convenient time for you. So this was technically actually the best rated professor for that class, which is saying something. But it's better to have 8 a.m. with a good teacher than, like, a 10 a.m. with someone who's not.
Yes, that is true. Professors make the whole difference. They make, I mean, they really do.
I've actually never used Rate My Professor when I was making a schedule. I usually just make a schedule.
It is funny. Some of them aren't, like, that's all I was going to say, is, like, when Claire shushed me, I saw some reviews on there that were, like, teacher, it's like, there's a hotness level on there.
Yeah, it's really funny.
And these are online classes, and, like, some of them were online classes, and they're, like, not hot enough. I was like, you're taking this online.
I don't understand why people would want that, because then you just get distracted.
Right. You want the ugliest, fattest old man that you could find. That's where I was going with that.
Yeah, my experience...
Because in your mind, you thought I was going to say a woman.
My experience with, like, rating professors, I
thought it was funny.
Did not... like I said, I don't look at Rate My Professor when I make my schedule. So I had this this one professor for my physics lab. It was different than my lecture where my professor yoked halfway through the semester because bronchitis or something. I don't know.
That was a funny story.
It was. I think I already mentioned that.
You
in
did,
one.
But it was just so nonchalant about how your professor told you guys. He was just like, "I'm not coming."
Yeah.
Wasn't it? I mean,
he came in one day and he was like, "I'm sick," and we're like, "You should take some medicine." And he's like, "Nah, I'm good." And then he never showed up again.
And he's probably dead.
Yeah. No one knows him either. Anyways, my lab professor was different than that professor. After starting the semester, I was like, wow, this guy kind of sucks. What's his rating? He has a 1. I rate my professor, he's 1.
Oh, no.
No one has ever rated him higher than 1.
What if, like, this is a recurring pattern? Like, halfway through the semester, he just pretends to get sick. And he's just like, I'm done. I don't want to do this.
So this was a different professor. This was for lab. It wasn't the lecture.
Oh, really?
Okay, so this guy,
what if that guy does, though? Like,
this guy's mood changed halfway through the semester.
If they do it once and they've been teaching there for a while, it's probably a pattern.
So this guy, like, his mood changed halfway through the semester. But, like, at the beginning, like, he was the worst lab professor ever. Like, one time I asked him a question, and I asked him, and I was like, hey, why does this happen? He's like, why do you think? And I was like, I'm asking you.
Yeah, if I knew the answer, we wouldn't be having this conversation.
Like, and then he says, like, well, obviously, it's because of this. I'm like, it's not that obvious. And then one time, my friend Trace was, I don't care if I say his name, he might listen to this.
Shout out to Trace if you're listening to this. We love you.
So he asked him a question too, and he went through, like, the same thing. I don't know. Can we say explicit stuff on this podcast?
Yeah, I'll just mark it as explicit.
Okay. So this guy, he comes up and, like, he does the same thing. He's like, well, what do you think? And Trace is like, I don't know. Can you, like, give me something? And, like, the lab professor was like, just think about it some more. And Trace is like, he walked away, and Trace is like, wow, thanks. Guess I'll go fuck myself. Wow, that was so great. Fucking dumbass. This guy, like...
Useless advice from the professor.
But he comes back. He heard it.
No!
He heard that.
Oh, my gosh.
So he comes back, and he's like, do you have something you want to say? And Trace,
that's my worst nightmare.
He somehow, I don't know how, I'm still amazed, like, to this day. I could not have done this. Like, he flipped that situation to go from, like, getting kicked out of the lab forever to getting the answer to the question.
What did he, I have to know, what
so
did he do?
Like, the professor comes over and he's like, do you have something to say? And he's like, yeah, I'd like to know the answer. And the professor's like, do you have something to say?
Oh, straight up.
Yeah, he's approaching him. He's like, why did you, like...
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, why does this happen? Like, I'm looking at this equation. Can you just, like, tell me what's happening here? And, like, it takes, like, 5 minutes of talking, but, like, the professor tells him, And somehow, after that class period, we were on better terms with this professor than we were before.
There you go.
Grades improved and everything.
That just sums up the college life experience. Like,
oh, that's
another relationship
moral.
With your professors.
That's another moral. If you don't like a professor, you can curse him out, and you'll get better grades afterwards.
Treat him. Don't, like, be like it's high school. Like, you're adults now. You can be adults to each other.
Yeah. That's what I learned in that lab. Yeah. If you curse out a professor, he'll want a glass of milk. Anyways.
There you go. You've heard it from the professionals, all with different backgrounds in college and high school education. Those are our college hacks and stories. We hope it has been helpful. We hope you enjoyed. Don't forget to rate the podcast. Send us questions, and we may or may not answer half of them. We will see you in the next one. Thanks for listening. Okay, bye.